Hi, and welcome to episode 28 of the Low Carb Universe Show. Hi, Hannah.
Woohoo! Hi, Bitte. How are you?
I am just fine. You sound really happy today. But you're in Mallorca, so.
I am still in Palma. It's still beautiful. I have not seen rain for 2 weeks. It's been good.
Oh, it sounds great. So today we are going to give you an exclusive insight in how we plan our events.
Yes, don't tell anyone.
No, it's like our most secret business idea, or not.
It's also probably our most secret podcast episode, so shh.
This is really exclusive. Maybe, Hannah, you should start with just a short summary of how we came up with this idea. Just a short one.
Yeah, it's actually, I don't think everyone's heard this, all of our two listeners probably, by this week. Anyway, so how we came up with this was that Bitte and I were at another low-carb event. And it was in the US, and we sat there jet-lagged and tired and all of these things, and we're like, why do we always have to go to the States for these kind of events and to meet these people and to spend time with like-minded people and all of these things? Why don't we do this? Why isn't there one in Europe? Mm. And as you know, if you want something done, you have to do it yourself. So that's what we did.
Yeah.
And it was about 1.5 years from the first crazy, probably a little bit bubbly filled idea of let's do it to actually kicking off the first event in November last year.
And it was a great success.
It was a great success.
And it was super fun.
We proved that we were actually good at it.
We are super good at it. Actually, I think we should we should confess that to ourselves, that we are really good at what we're doing.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that none of us has done this before.
We have no professional, zero professional experience with event management, event planning, event doing anything. I've planned a few bigger like birthday parties and my wedding, but that's about it.
I've actually have some experience because I worked at a company like a zillion years ago, and I was responsible for when the company went to what you call fairs, and some client events and such things, but that's all. But we are enthusiastic. And the thing is with us, we have no idea of what we're doing. We know now. But the thing is that when you don't know how things should or ought to be done, you think with a very open mind and you find solutions, and you are not restricted by that famous little box.
We don't even have a box.
We don't know what a box is.
No.
No, but after we decided to do this, at first it was like, oh, are we kidding ourselves? But we came to the conclusion that no, we have to do this. We have to do something with our lives, because we have both been searching and trying to find like a nice place in the low carb community where we could do the most, where we can make an effort that would make some changes. And we've been working as coaches, both of us, and I've had my web shop, you had your company, I had my store, my shop, and this all led us up to the low carb universe with all the experience and everything.
Absolutely. And that's I think that's very important that we've had those experiences, because otherwise we wouldn't be as awesome at this as we are.
Of course.
But of course, not everything is a dance on beautiful roses all the time when you organize an event like this. Even if this event is more on the exclusive side, it's not as big as some of the other events in the low-carb community and world. But For me, the biggest thing is probably that there's so many unknown factors.
Yeah.
With every event, it doesn't even get easier now coming up to the third event. It's still sort of similar unknown factors, like, will we have any guests?
Yeah, that one. Do you remember the first event day we released the tickets? It was like almost a year in advance. We sold more than 10 tickets the first day.
Yeah.
And we like, okay, this at Christmas time, we sold all the tickets. And then we didn't. And our confidence just fell like a rock from the sky down to the underground. And then they started to sell a few more tickets every now and then. And summer, it was like... And my stomach, and I'm so surprised that I didn't get any problems with my tummy. We'd made it before summer.
Yeah.
Financially. So we said, okay, we can't, we won't lose that much money if we go now. Because we didn't have any money.
No, we still don't have any money.
And we still don't have. but then suddenly it said like Kaplan.
Yeah.
We started selling tickets like, and that feeling, oh my.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh my.
I wonder if other event planners and managers have this as well, like that they, is it the same, it's going to be interesting to see, is it the same amount of time ahead of every event that, you know, it starts flowing, or is it going to be different?
Yeah. But we released the ticket a bit later this time.
Yeah.
Almost. I think we released them in March, February, March. I don't remember. But it's quite a few. It's quite a difference, like 4 months or something.
That's the whole thing with it. It's so much. It's just trialing and erroring and changing what you tried last time and see if this works better. Oh, it doesn't. Okay, we have to go back to that. Or the other way around. Oh, this didn't work last time, so we have to improve that somehow.
Yeah.
So that's also an unknown factor. You still have to like tweak and twist and turn and, you know, turn every single little coin and screw.
Yes, and be creative.
Yes,
you by force. We are creative comes out of not having any money.
Yeah.
Because you have to do everything yourself.
Yes.
And I think that is in some way a strength.
I think so too.
Because we do everything ourselves and we want people to see who we are because this is so personal to us.
Yeah.
This is not a big, huge company, international company selling something. This is us doing what we love to do. And this is our way to spread information and knowledge and help people to create new connections and everything. So I don't think we'll ever do it in any other way. Maybe more professional. We learn.
We learn the whole time. And we will need to add people to our team because this is...
Of course, really of very course. Heavy.
But of course. I think the individuality of the events will still stay.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We're nervous quite a lot. But at the same time, we have like a core in our tummies. With a gut feeling telling us that, yes, you're doing it right. Because we had two events and both were great successes. And we have to do something right. Most of the things right, I think.
And the core concept is still the same from as it has been from the beginning.
Yeah.
And then that we, you know, change details and that we always check, oh, what can we do more? What can we do? What can we add? What should we take away? What wasn't so successful? What was more successful? It's always an evaluation. And also that's what we do when it comes to the speakers.
Yeah. The first time we had dropped this idea to quite a few persons. So they were sort of warned, but I think they were quite surprised when they got the invitation. But they like, okay, yes, we'll come. We're super happy for that. And when we start planning for which speakers to invite. It's like we have a part of the number of speakers we decide quite soon, quite early in the process. And then we want to hold some places empty because you discover we don't know everyone in this business. And we discover regularly new names, new interesting persons that have knowledge and experience that we are very curious. Yeah, and there are so many skilled people out there. So that's why we wait sometimes.
Yeah.
We have a few names more to add.
Yeah, and we also end up having every time a quite a long wait list.
Because we get emails already before we had the first event. People email us and say, oh, I would love to come to speak to you at your event. We found, for example, there's a lot of goodies amongst those emails. For example, we found Jimena de la Serna that spoke at the Keto Ladies. She contacted us and the tone and the everything in her email just got us, wow.
And also the timing of her email was completely right because it was just when we were going to go through our sort of our backup list. And then her email came in and we're like, both our gut feelings were like,
and she was
oh,
a hit.
Yes.
We tend to attend. This is our second signature event. And we have one.
I love the fact that you think that we're already in a routine.
We want to have a few ones returning from the earlier event. And then adding new ones. And then we want to rotate.
Oh, yes. That is a big thing for us. We really want to rotate all the speakers, really. Which is why, for example, most of the people, I think there's only, I think it's only Vanessa who's joining us from Keto Ladies as a speaker. So that we definitely don't have the same speakers as the very latest event.
Yes.
So that we can keep this rotation and always keep it fresh. And always keep it interesting. And even if you were at Keto Ladies, it's no problem. You can still join us for LCU 18 because it won't be the same people. It won't be the same atmosphere. It won't be the same guests. It's a completely different event, although it is done by us too. And that is also true if you went to LCU 17 and looking if you should go to 18.
But the same base.
Because it's a completely different event.
Talking about base. Hotel Esplendido.
Yes, we are so super thankful for having such a fantastic partner hotel as Hotel Esplendido. They make it so much easier for us.
They are so professional and they are so friendly and service-minded. So that, I think, has been a big relief for us during these preparations because we can trust them. We don't have to put a lot of effort into telling them how to act or how we want it. They are just perfect. When we decided to do Hotel Esplendido, I'd been there quite a lot. We sort of, Mallorca, why not? It's, we both have been to Mallorca a lot. Another thing, except for the low carb health diet thing, is that at least for my sake, I want to show people that Mallorca is beautiful, wonderful, and a great place to visit outside high season.
I mean, it is beautiful right now too. In July, August, it is gorgeous and it's so warm and the weather is beautiful.
Yeah.
But the amount of people.
Yeah. And it's been like an explosion
it's
of
a little
tourists
bit overwhelming
in,
at times.
The last few years in Mallorca.
Yeah, maybe not this year because the weather has been the same as here in the whole of Europe.
Swedes don't have to go to Mallorca in summer. They can go in November.
Yeah, exactly. For example, or Brits or Germans or Swiss people or French or whatever.
But hadn't had been forced to have a vacation abroad due to the weather. Lovely. Yeah. And now, but the hotel, we are extremely grateful the way how they adapted to our demands when it comes to the food.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Right. Yeah, because we rent the whole place, so we decide what should be served. And we even are the masters of your fridge in your room.
Your mini bar has been cleaned out. I can warn you of that. ahead of time. It has been cleaned out and you will only find water in there.
No temptations.
Ha. Huh. No, but due to the support that we get from Hotel Esplendido is also why we have been returning now for the third time.
Yeah.
Because we know that they know what they're doing. They know what we want. We know what they can give us. We know how it works. And we know that they can do it in comparison to when we next time maybe look at a new place, we will have to start this process all over again. And it has been very comfortable to stay with them for all events so far, because it is just that much more security having all these unknown factors in the back of my mind, like will anyone buy tickets, will we get speakers, how is it going to work, blah, blah, blah. So I don't have to add the insecurity of, oh, how will the food be, ooh, will they know how to take care of our guests, you know, all these things. It's very, very so I'm very thankful and grateful that Esplendido will have us back once again.
And who knows? Our vision is to grow.
Yes, always.
If anyone could advise us on other sites, but we will always have our signature event in Esplendido.
I hope so.
That's our vision. That's our goal. If it doesn't burn down or something. But that's our first and most dear to our hearts place.
Yeah, it's our first love.
Our first love, and you know, you never forget.
That would be good.
No,
in some cases, that would be a good thing.
We always look to add extra things and those small surprises. And what did we do there? What can we do different this time?
I think we shocked a lot of people in at LCU 17 when we at the goodbye dinner, the gala dinner. First of all, that we had a red carpet photographer.
Yeah,
which was really super cool. Yeah. I love that feature. You didn't have to be on a picture if you didn't want to.
No, you don't have to.
You didn't even have to dress up. It's completely just you and me being cray cray.
We had some guests. Going for bling as well.
I loved it. Anyway, and then, you know, when we had finished, that is a, or was, and will be a sit-down three-course dinner in comparison to the other meals that are buffet, and you can choose whatever you want from the whole thing. But I think we shocked a few people when between main course and dessert, I think, there is a whole flamenco crew coming into the restaurant, bursting into the restaurant, starting dancing, and you know, this the attitude of flamenco, and you know, the sounds and the sights and the just the
feeling,
goosebump experience,
yes, yeah,
of watching something or experiencing something like that so close up.
Yeah.
So I think we shocked a few people, but they survived. It's cool. No one died.
But I think it's a memory for life for anyone being there. Yeah.
Yeah, not to mention the last part of that act. Do you remember?
No, I'm trying not to.
We, Bitte and I, got to close off the show, to put it that way.
Oh.
And if there's one thing that we know anything less about than event planning, it is probably to dance flamenco.
but it's all... This fits so well in our thoughts about these events, because we talk about health and diet and using your body, but also to enjoy life.
Yeah.
And enjoying life is actually, it helps when you can be kind of a fool in other people's, in front of other people, because
I think mostly in front of yourself.
Yes, of course.
Offer up your foolishness to, not even for others to see, but just so that you can laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
And have a good laugh at yourself together with other people. So,
that is even better.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Our goal, of course, for our speakers is that we will be able to compensate them more than we are today.
Yes.
Because I know firsthand how little compensation there is for speakers in the low-carb world, and we really want to change that.
Yes.
So we already have quite a lot of compensation going for speakers as it is in comparison to other events. Yeah. But we want to make it really so that all speakers feel valued and thanked for coming to join us.
And don't have to lose any money to take time off their job.
Exactly, because that is the case right now, that you know, you pay everything yourself.
Yeah.
And it quickly becomes very, very expensive, because it is, of course, set dates, and you have to have your flights, and you have to have your accommodation, and then, of course, you have to eat and drink and all these things, and they want to enjoy things when you go to a new place and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we're trying our hardest from our corner of the world to change this, and it will take some time, but we will get there. I am determined.
Yes, it's one of our super goals. Actually, yeah. And in comparison with other markets or businesses in other areas, I've never experienced a business or a community where people are supposed to just give away their knowledge.
Yeah, for free. Yeah, I remember, for example, when Diet Doctor launched their membership site.
Yeah.
God, they got so much crap.
Oh.
Low carb online has to be for free. And then they are still very, very generous with what they offer up for free at Diet Doctor.
All the recipes and, yeah, oh.
You know, it's fascinating almost how much you are expected to give away for free. And everyone has to create free content and this and this. And it's almost like a taboo to ask for money.
Yeah.
Within this field, never mind as to women running this thing. Don't even get me started on that. But
one argument you can hear from those who doesn't think this is the correct way, you shouldn't be having any money involved, is that everything is free in the internet. Yes, yeah. You can find it for free, but sometimes you are fully satisfied with that information. But sometimes you need help to interpret, to pick up the right things.
And implement it.
And to hear it from the horse's mouth.
That, and also find like-minded people. I think that helps really a lot, especially because low carb is still such a grassroots movement thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's very, very important to have that those friendships and those connections with people who think like you do about this particular topic. And I think that doesn't, of course, only apply to low carb. That applies to everything else in life, too. But I think it is very important, and that you won't get on the internet watching a YouTube video. You'll basically only get it to this degree. Of course, you can connect with people on social media and everything. Mm. But you don't get that connection in person anywhere else but events like this one or any other low carb event. And then you just have to choose what format of event that suits you the best.
Which leads us to the fact that we also have another core value. It's socializing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone stays at the same place. Of course, our events are completely sort of full board thing. And so everyone, even the speakers, everyone stay at the same hotel and eat together and spend time together. So it's much, much more than just listening to Dr. Andreas Einfeld babbling on for 50 minutes about, you know, his presentation. But it's also, you know, you might end up having dinner next to him and be able to ask him more questions or get to know him a little bit better. For example, that goes for all the speakers, but that was just a very convenient example.
Yeah, but we have a great example from Keto Ladies as well, because this was the first kind of event about women's health.
Yeah.
And I see in social media and so, and I also hear that those speakers, they are now having contact with each other and they are meeting each other, and they have built like a new community.
Yeah. And they're collaborating.
Yes.
You know, building things together. And I even saw that
I get goosebumps.
Yeah, that three of them went to the beach together this weekend. How cool is that?
Yeah. So this socializing thing is equally good for both speakers participating and guests.
Yeah.
And we have contact with a lot of guests.
Yeah. And it was funny, for example, when I went to KetoCon and there were some of our previous guests there.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, hi. Like, it was just meeting like an old friend. It was really great.
Yeah, and the PhD conference in London in May.
Yeah, same thing.
It was like meeting an old friend or family you haven't met for a... Because it feels, after every event, it feels like I've extended my family.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. And that's another aspect of the whole thing. What this has been giving us personally. I am so happy and filled with joy every day and so grateful that I have slipped into this way of working. And all the people I meet and all the guests and speakers and all the knowledge, and they are so inspiring. And it's like boosting me every single day.
Yeah, no, it's super nice.
Very much needed when you're sitting there waiting for next ticket, please. Buy your ticket, please.
All right, I just wanted to close off with a quote that I found.
Yeah.
Because I found it very appropriate. It's actually by Oprah Winfrey. She's a smart lady, so let's do it. So the biggest adventure you can take on is to live the life of your dreams. And I found that very beautiful and very applicable.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's very... And we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing
it. We're doing it. Yeah. And feel fine.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I will see you next week. Have a great time.
And I sure will. Have a lot of speaker interviews coming up we can tease the listeners with.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we're recording a whole new series of speaker interviews for LCU.
That would be so fun. So much fun. So, okay, take care and enjoy Palma.
Thank you.
And see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.